Manu Patrarul Earth dated the 12th of June 2020. Supreme Court has issued notice to the governments of National Capital Territory of Delhi, Maharashtra, West Bengal and Tamil Nadu over management of COVID-19 situation, observing the media reports indicated sorry state of affairs of care of COVID patients in the states. Delhi High Court has directed all the private hospitals in Delhi that are equipped with labs to conduct the COVID-19 test and have the sanction of the Indian Council of Medical Research, should proceed to conduct tests on symptomatic persons who seek admission in the hospital for undergoing surgeries, procedures of other nature as well. Bombay High Court has held that in case of an illegitimate child, mother is the natural guardian and father's claim comes after her as per Section 6 of the Hindu Minority and Guardianship Act, 1956. Chhattisgarh High Court has directed the state police to not take any coercive action against Sambit Patra for allegedly promoting enmity between different groups. Supreme Court has directed the Department of Telecommunication to reconsider the claims raised on public sector undertakings on the basis of the October 2019 verdict in the case pertaining to adjusted gross revenue, AGR, dues of telecom companies. Supreme Court has imposed a cost of 5 lakhs rupees on a social worker who had filed a plea seeking ban and prohibition on the sale and use of Coca-Cola, Thumbs Up and other soft drinks, citing health concerns on their consumption. Delhi High Court has temporarily stayed the investigation against Vinod Dwain in First Information Report, which alleges him of spreading misinformation and causing communal enmity on his YouTube show. Delhi High Court has appointed a panel to study the viability of the decision of the Aam Aadmi Party to take note of the apprehensions of two big hotels turned into COVID-19 hospitals. Delhi High Court has directed all private hospitals in the city having the facility to conduct COVID-19 tests to start doing so. Madras High Court has issued notices on a public interest litigation filed against conducting of online classes by schools and colleges in the state of Tamil Nadu amid the lockdown, in the absence of requisite schemes and guidelines under the Information Technology Act, 2000. Karnataka High Court has directed the state government to give reasons why no action was taken in the month of March when around 90 unoccupied huts of migrant workers were burned down by miscreants near the Sunday Bazaar area in Bengaluru East. Karnataka High Court has asked the state government to explain how Isha Outreach was being allowed to claim the Kaveri Calling as its project, despite accepting the proposal of Isha Foundation to implement the same. Telangana High Court has prescribed the state government to earmark 2-3 bogies in each train for migrants and to provide for more Shramik special trains. Telangana High Court has directed the state to not only publish vital statistics on COVID-19 on the internet, but most importantly to have it published on the front pages of all the newspapers in the print media. Orissa High Court has urged the trial courts to consider giving interim compensation at the time of the bail to the victims, observing the dreadful crime challenges the belief in fundamental goodness of the society.